In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, good morning yet again. My name is Father Jerry McGlone. I'm a Jesuit here of the Maryland province, and delighted to be with you, dear friends, with Father Kevin Gillespie. He and I were classmates in Novitiate in 1975. So if you want any dirty little secrets, just see me after Mass. When I was ordained and on the steps of the cathedral, my mother forced me to promise one thing. She said, "Hey kid, for God's sake, keep it short and to the point." So being a Jesuit, I always have a different twist on things. And I teach and have taught in the Socratic method. In other words, I ask a question. So if you want to keep the homily short, answer the question quickly. Thank you for the sound effects. As soon as we heard of Mary visiting Elizabeth, this wonderful voice uttered, "Mom." God provides us with everyday miracles and surprises, doesn't he? When I was in the sacristy, this young person came up to me and said, "Father McGlone, do you know anything about this other Mr. McGlone who taught at Gonzaga, you know, in the 80s with Mr. Gillespie?" And I go, "Well, yeah, I'm that same person." A little grayer and perhaps a bit wider. He goes, "Well, I'm, you know, Mike Dunn." He was the greeter. We're constantly surprised, aren't we, by people we encounter. And that's the question. What's it like to greet and be greeted by somebody who you may not have seen in years and didn't know what was going on in their life? What's it like? What's that experience like? Joyful. What else? Come to the back of the church because this is where I used to sit. What else is it like when you finally see somebody you haven't seen in years? Lovely. Oh God, that's so Irish. So lovely. What else? What's it like? Joyful, lovely. Remember, the length of the homily is dependent on how quickly you answer. Lovely.
Curious.
Like, who is this child of God? Mike did not look the same in 1984 as he did this morning. Okay, so very curious, saying, okay, he's lost a little hair. Very different. Surprised. There it is. That we're surprised, aren't we? That God puts this person back in our life. And suddenly, boom, an encounter occurs. Pope Francis calls this time the time when we create a culture of encounter, the ability to meet and greet people. Today we see the other advent of the Lord. The first advent, of course, being the advent of when Christ came into the world, the second one, the end of the world. But we miss the third advent on this fourth Sunday in Advent. We miss the advent of God in the ordinary. The everyday. That's our opportunity as we prepare this week, i.e. next 24 hours, for the coming of the Lord again, anew. We see in Mary and Elizabeth, these two women, and let's be really clear about what Luke says about these women, that Luke is the one who has Mary Magdalene become the witness of the resurrection to tell the men who were scared in the upper room. Luke has Elizabeth and Mary. You know, not Joseph. Do you see Joseph or Zechariah in this gospel passage? Are the men there? That's a yes or no, women. Are the men there? No. Okay. Zechariah was absolutely dumbfounded, so to speak. He could not speak until he then gives the name, because he doubted. Not Elizabeth. Mary is the one who says, "Be it done unto your will. Not what I want, but what you want." Now she asks the logical question, how can this be? You know, I do not know man. That encounter of two women is the beginning of Christendom. It is the beginning of your faith and my faith. Let us be really clear. It was a woman's yes. It was a woman's feeling in her belly when the baby leapt for joy. It was a woman's word to another, an encountering in surprise that this older woman was to give birth. It was and is our opportunity to become the seed of faith that Mary and Elizabeth are. In this time of Advent, I'm reading this wonderful book called The Advent of the Heart. It's by this wonderful Jesuit, Friedel, who was murdered and martyred in the Nazi prison camp in Berlin. He could have gotten out of being murdered, hanged by the Nazis, if he had done one thing, if he had renounced being a Jesuit. And he stayed true to himself and then wrote this. Before he died, he says, "One thing was gradually becoming clear. Father Delp knew he must surrender himself completely." And listen to the language he uses as he faces sure death. "This is seed time, not harvest. God sows the seed, and sometime or other, he will do the reaping. The only thing I must do is to make sure the seed falls on fertile ground." He then continues to write, "May others at some future time find it possible to have a better and happier life, because we died in this hour of trial. I plant that seed of that fellow Jesuit who asks you and I to be surprised by the ordinary smile, the ordinary hug, the ordinary word that becomes flesh yet again. Prepare the way of the Lord, most especially, prepare the way of the Lord in the person next to you." Amen.